Well, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. I wish I could be just a little less dramatic, like a Kennedy when Camelot went down in flames. Leave it to me to be holding the matches when the fire trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl. It's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I raised you better. Gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart. Powder your nose, paint your toes, line your lips and keep them closed. Cross your legs, dodge your eyes and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Call the rage, you better gotta keep it together even when you fall apart. But this ain't my mama's broken heart.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, the courts and Trump. I'm Sherry Preston. There's a big hearing at the U.S. Supreme Court today involving Donald Trump, but the former president won't be there. He will be in Manhattan criminal court, where he's on trial in a hush money case. Witnesses today expected to hear more testimony from tabloid publisher about the stories that were published and ones that were killed before the 2016 election. Now, as to the next case, the one at the U.S. Supreme Court, ABC National correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
Attorneys for Donald Trump will argue that the framers intended for a president to face prosecution only after he's first impeached by the House and then convicted in a Senate trial. That argument was rejected by the district court judge overseeing Trump's January 6th case and by an appeals court panel. Trump's attorneys say without absolute immunity, a president may feel constrained. Supreme Court watchers say the justices may be interested in figuring out exactly where the line should be drawn.
This is ABC News. Locals on Australia's west coast heartbroken as a massive number of the ocean's gentle giants are washing ashore. Here's ABC's Tom Rivers.
Around 160 longfin pilot whales beached, volunteers like Dan Hall bewildered.
No one knows what's going on, why this happens, but yeah, it's pretty sad.
Local whale researcher Chris Burton.
We certainly don't know why they do this. And the whole group, there might be lots of families within that group.
One theory, undersea noise from subs can interfere with their navigation. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
29 of those 160 whales have died so far. Wildlife officials in Louisiana are offering a $20,000 reward for information after a dolphin was found dead on a beach in Cameron Parish with bullets lodged in its brain, spine, and heart. Harming or killing wild dolphins is illegal, can carry up to a $100,000 fine or a year behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, up to 64 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear this evening, clouds with showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, windy, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 58. We are rolling into barbecue season. Do yourself a favor, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A Waukesha man is sentenced to 30 years in prison Wednesday after being convicted of sex trafficking. Using the internet and dating apps, federal prosecutors say Cornelius Jackson recruited victims for sex trafficking and forced women into sex acts in Wisconsin and across the country. Greene County's sheriff is stepping down. Jeff Scantrud said in a Facebook post Wednesday that physical challenges which hinder his ability to serve effectively have led to his resignation as sheriff. Scantrud's announcement will bring his 43-year career in law enforcement to a close. His resignation will take effect at the end of June. And the best public market in America is in Wisconsin. The Milwaukee Public Market came out on top of USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards for the public market category. The market in the city's historic Third Ward was among 20 public markets across the country up for the vote. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Getting ready to take on spring? Create your own outdoor oasis with legendary steel tools. From mowers and blowers to trimmers and more, count on Steel to get it done this spring. Right now, save $30 on the American-made FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The FS56 RCE is made in America of U.S. and global materials. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Motorists traveling along Highway 10 should be on the lookout for extra traffic today as the 100 miles of thrift sales on Highway 10 starts today. There will be thrift sales along Highway 10 from Ellsworth to Neillsville starting today through Saturday. Those participating in the thrift sales are reminded to be on the lookout for farm equipment as spring planting has now begun in western Wisconsin. And also slow down in the Highway 10 construction zone between Durand and the Pierce-Pepin County line. A River Falls man has been arrested after leading authorities on a chase through multiple counties. According to Lake Halley Police, officers attempted to pull over Anthony Ledsma after spotting Ledsma driving a pickup truck with out-of-date license plates. Ledsma refused to pull over and led officers on a chase through Eau Claire and Trempealeau counties. He was finally stopped with the use of a tire deflation device. A further investigation found that the truck that Ledsma was driving was stolen and that he had an arrest warrant from California. There's opposition to a new homeless center in downtown Eau Claire. Rose Johnson, the owner of Offbeats Violin and Guitar Studio, said she wants to be compassionate, but the city's planned homeless day center would be right next door to her business. She's worried it would scare customers away. Eau Claire is looking for a place that people who are experiencing homelessness can use during the day to get help that they need. The Western Dareland Economic Opportunity Council is driving the project and has raised nearly $1 million to make it happen. Johnson says she fears a homeless day center will mean an influx of drugs and other crime to the downtown. The University of Wisconsin La Crosse's top official is taking the first steps towards removing a faculty member who had been fired from his job as chancellor over his fledgling porn career. Former chancellor Joe Gao said Wednesday that interim chancellor Betsy Morgan has filed 3 charges against him on March 29th, accusing him of unethical conduct, failing to cooperate with an investigation, and using UW-La Crosse computers to produce pornographic material. Now, officials from UW-La Crosse and the University of Wisconsin have not commented on the story. A Minnesota milk company will make a big donation to a Rochester food bank. Kemp's has given 80,000 cartons of shelf-stable milk to Channel 1 Regional Food Bank. The milk does not require refrigeration and can last for a year versus 3 weeks for refrigerated milk. The company plans to make another donation of milk to the food bank later this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
A report from the Food and Drug Administration says fragments of the HPAI virus was found in the milk supply. The virus was found in raw milk, but based on available information, the FDA says pasteurization stops the virus by breaking it up into fragments. Adam Brock is the administrator of the Division of Food and Recreational Safety for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. He says consumers need to know the U.S. milk supply is safe. He says the pasteurization process takes all kinds of bugs out of the milk supply.
Exactly. I mean, pasteurization inhibits and it reduces the growth of bacteria. You know, it takes care of pathogens, viruses, and different things. So as long as you're drinking pasteurized milk, eating pasteurized cheese, which is only available on the market, you're in good shape. So 99% of consumers, to be transparent, there are some raw cheese makers in the U.S., right, and some in Wisconsin, but right now, not a concern. You know, I know we're talking milk safety, but for those of you that eat your eggs and your meat, it's also safe.
The FDA maintains there's nothing it's seen so far that would change its assessment of a safe milk supply. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is rolling out new regulations on walleye fishing ahead of next weekend's fishing opener. Fisheries Director Justine Haas says they're expanding the three-bag limit across most of the state. Anglers can only keep three fish on the water they're fishing on if the bag limit is three, but they still may keep five in total for the day. There's also a limit on sizes that may differ from lake to lake. Make sure you check the rules at boat launch and find out more online at dnr.wi.gov. The top Republican in the Wisconsin Senate is urging the state superintendent of schools to move ahead with literacy changes for school kids. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu yesterday wrote a letter to the Department of Public Instruction and Superintendent Jill Utterly. He says the governor's partial veto of a plan to send $50 million to schools across the state should not stand in the way of other reading reforms that were approved by lawmakers. The governor changed the literacy plan, essentially allowing DPI to spend the $50 million as it sees fit. Republican lawmakers are suing the governor over that veto. LeMahieu's letter says the lawsuit is no reason to stall other changes aimed at helping kids in Wisconsin read better. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison filed a lawsuit against the Twin Cities used car dealership Midwest Car Search and its owner Scott Spitzka for allegedly misrepresenting the quality of cars sold, along with the dishonest service contracts and high interest rates. The lawsuit accuses the dealership of fraudulently selling more than 3,000 vehicles to Minnesotans from 2017 to 2022, claiming they were certified when not. The systematic pattern of deception, often targeting individuals with limited English language skills, prompted the lawsuit seeking restitution for customers and to stop the dealership's alleged illegal business practices. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The 2024 NFL Draft is here. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Round one kicks off tonight in Detroit, where the Bears hold the first overall pick and are expected to select USC quarterback Caleb Williams. The Packers have the 25th pick in the first round tonight, 11 selections overall. GM Brian Gutekunst said the draft class will be very important to this team.
The guys we bring in, they're going to play a huge impact on how our season goes this year. And the guys we bring in this year have to be prepared for that. They have to be able to fit into to Matt's process and what he wants to do and buy into the culture. And that's one of the things I think I feel really good about right now is just, you know, not only the culture that we have, how strong it's become, but the willingness for all those guys to compete and when new competition comes in to embrace that.
Brewers edged the Pirates 3-2 in Pittsburgh last night, ending their two-game losing streak. The Brewers scored two of their runs when Reese Hoskins was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and Blake Perkins followed with a bases-loaded walk.
Blake's not swinging the bat in the last 3 or 4 days the way he had earlier in the season. And to contribute somehow just shows that he understands winning.
Pat Murphy's Brewers go for the split with a late morning start in Pittsburgh today. Badger basketball coach Greg Gard speaking with reporters in Madison before last night's season-ending reception at the Kohl Center. He said fans shouldn't be upset with Chucky Hepburn and A.J. Storr for departing, saying times are changing.
It's changed, so we have to change. And the biggest part of it, it's become much more of a business orientation, and you have to approach it with that mindset. You can't take the comings and goings personal. That will wear you out if you do that. Yes, we love the guys that are here. We help them all we can, but we understand they have choices.
Gard said the only thing that's going to change NIL and the transfer portal just a bit is contracts that both the players and teams need to commit to. High school athletes in Wisconsin will remain prohibited from profiting off of their name, image, and likeness after member schools voted down a proposal to adopt NIL language, 219-170. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The NFL draft is finally here. Round one kicks off tonight in Detroit. The Vikings have two first-round picks after making a trade with Houston earlier in the offseason. Minnesota's first pick is at number 11, the second at number 23. Although recent draft rumors have connected Minnesota to a potential trade-up for a quarterback, Minnesota has reportedly placed calls to teams picking at 3, 4, and 5 and have interest in North Carolina's Drake Meyer and Michigan's J.J. McCarthy. The draft begins at 7. The Minnesota Twins had 13 hits during a 6-3 win over the White Sox. The Twins scored four runs in the bottom of the second before adding two more in the fifth. Willie Castro hit a three-run homer in the victory. Joe Ryan earned his first win after striking out eight and allowing just three runs on four hits in six innings. Minnesota's now won 4 of 5. The Twins will send Simon Woods Richardson to the mound against the White Sox today. Minnesota Timberwolves forward Naz Reid is being recognized as the NBA's best reserve for the 23-24 season. The fifth-year pro was named the NBA's sixth man of the year after averaging 13.5 points a game and 5.2 assists per game. He shot a career-high 41% from three-point range, helping Minnesota to a third-place finish in the Western Conference. High school baseball today on our Durant Fresh Market scoreboard. Durant Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dareland Conference today, Alma Center Lincoln at Independent Skillmington. Augusta hosting Blair Taylor. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran at Melrose Mindoro. Osseo Fairchild hosts Oliva Strom. In the Dunn-St. Croix, Boyceville at Spring Valley. Mondovi hosting Colfax. Glenwood City at Durant, Arkansas. And Elk Mound hosts Plum City Elmwood. Middle Border Conference baseball today, Altoona at Prescott. Amory travels to Osceola. Ellsworth hosting Baldwin Woodville Somerset at St. Croix Central. Girls softball today in the Dareland Conference. Alma Center Lincoln at Augusta. Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran plays at Melrose Mindoro. In the Dunn-St. Croix, Durand, Arkansas hosting Glenwood City. Elk Mound at Elmwood Plum City. That game to be held at Elmwood High School. Boyceville is at Spring Valley. And Middle Border Conference girls softball today, St. Croix Central at Altoona. Prescott plays at Amory, Baldwin Woodville at Osceola, or hosting Osceola, rather, Ellsworth at Somerset. You can follow the Durant Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I've got a buddy that, because of his ice fishing experience with tungsten jigs, has decided he's going to use that same material, that same type of jig, in his open water fishing. And I'll tell you why, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring.
Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
A friend of mine loved the tungsten jigs when he was ice fishing. He said that you got a lot less metal on that hook to get that jig to drop. And he said in open water, it's going to make a huge difference as well, because you've got a lot smaller jig head, so you have more hook gap showing. You're going to get much better hook sets. And he said that you'll be able to get a much faster drop as well, because with that smaller jig head weighing the same, it's going to drop through the water much quicker. And in a lot of cases, that's a good thing, especially if you're fishing schools of fish. In most cases, those smaller fish are going to be in the top layer of that school with those bigger fish down below. So you want a lure that's going to get down fast. It's going to break through those small fish and get down to those bigger fish. And that's what the tungsten jig is going to do. You won't need a great big head on that hook to get it to drop faster. So the next time you're out there looking to buy some jigs, you might want to consider tungsten, although I will give you one word of warning. They're a lot more expensive than lead. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your floors can go from clean to dirty fast. From juice spills, whoops, to muddy paw prints, to little sticky finger marks. Good thing your Swiffer WetJet works fast too. Swiffer WetJet easily cleans everyday messes as quick as they happen. The next mess is right around the corner. So grab your Swiffer WetJet and just spray, push, all clean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, up to 64 for a high today. The wind out of the southeast at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear this evening, clouds with showers after midnight, our low 45. Tomorrow, windy, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 58. We are rolling into barbecue season. Do yourself a favor, try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches. It's wicked good. GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. The dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, "You all get in." She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, "What you wanna do, baby? I don't care. We can go to the show. We can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride." On my big green tractor, we can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture, long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Fired up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture, long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Just let me dust off the seat. I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Yeah, yeah. Baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Jason Aldean, Big Green Tractor, 836. I'm Brian Winnikins. And coming up here yet this hour, in about 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas FFA President Eddie Weinzerl about yesterday's Egg Day at the middle school. And so we'll talk with Eddie about that here coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Oscar and Emmy Award winning actor won an Academy Award for his work in Scent of a Woman, and also took an Emmy for the TV series Angels in America. He's also been in Ocean's 13, The Godfather, and Scarface, along with Dog Day Afternoon. But, you know, Scarface, you know, say hello to my little friend, yeah? Oh, Al Pacino, 84 today. He was great in Ocean's 13 as well. I did like that. Out of the Ocean series, it's Ocean's 12 is the weird one, but 11 and 13 are good. Also, this actress is best known for her work as Adrian in the Rocky movies. Tala Shear is 78 today. This Academy Award winning actor won an Oscar for the work in the movie Cold Mountain. She's also been in the films Leatherheads, Down with Love, and Bridget Jones's Diary. Renee Zellweger is 55 today. Sportscaster Joe Buck. You either like him or you really hate him. 55 today. Also, former basketball star Tim Duncan is 48. Former football player D'Angelo Williams is 41 today. Born on this date. Actor Jonathan Bailey is 36. He's best known for playing Lord Anthony Bridgerton in the Netflix series Bridgerton. Tchaikovsky, born in the state in 1840. Inventor Marconi. I can't say his first name. Everyone just calls him Marconi. For us in radio, he's like kind of a special guy. Why? Well, he's born in the state in 1874. He invented the wireless, which also gave way to radio. Thank you, Marconi. Yeah, without him, there's nothing. And none of this stuff shows up, right? Former Supreme Court Justice William Brennan Jr., born in the state in 1906. Hall of Fame newscaster and commentator Edward R. Murrow, born in the state in 1908. He created such popular news programs as See It Now and Person to Person. He was also one of the reporters that kind of brought down Wisconsin Senator Joseph McCarthy as well, when McCarthy was kind of going a little bit out of control when he was in D.C. Country fiddle player Vassar Clements. Born on the state in 1928, he's known as the father of hillbilly jazz. Didn't know there was such a thing. Harlem Globetrotters legend Meadowlark Lemon, born in the state in 1932. Birthdays for today. Annalisa Gruber celebrating a birthday today. Diane Mack, happy birthday. We have a whole bunch of anniversaries today. Apparently, April 25th was a very popular anniversary day. Bruce and Laurie Olson, happy anniversary. Duty and Ruth Kent, having an anniversary today. Linda and Scott Swanson, happy anniversary. Rachel and Scott Wolf, and Mary and Bob Fairweather are celebrating an anniversary today. Wow, a lot of anniversaries today. So all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85. Durand, visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs. Should be a pretty nice night to grill out tonight before the rain shows up. So head over to Durand Smokehouse for the hamburgers, the steak, the pork chops, and more. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand today for lunch. Don't forget to use your Dairy Queen of Durand app as well. You earn rewards points every time you use the app. You turn those points into extra Dairy Queen treats from Dairy Queen of Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 114 West Main Street, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Olson Farm Greenhouses has been working hard this spring preparing potted hanging plants and growing perennials and annuals. Olson Farm Greenhouses are open, and the greenhouses are full of colorful blooming plants for you to spruce up your gardens, porches, and planter beds. Remember Mom for Mother's Day. Don't wait. Get to Olson Farm Greenhouses early for the best selection. Olson Farm Greenhouses will be open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 10 to 5, through the end of the season. Olson Farm Greenhouses, Highway 10, Mondovi.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine. We'll have highs mid-60s and southeast winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers late, low 40s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms, highs upper 50s. For Saturday, a 50% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs, low 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning. And Wabasha and Nelson at 40. Mondovi also now at 41 here at WRDN. Sunshine and 49. With Shenandoah next to you, next to me, it's 8:43.
I'm picking you up with a full moon shining and a little bit of luck. We'll run out of gas and maybe get stuck. We could get lost, baby, I don't care. I ain't worried as long as you're there. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. Chicken in aluminum foil, just enough money for my gas and oil. Who needs your shrimp and your caviar? I sooner have you just the way you are. Rich people got the money to hold, mansion on the hill and diamonds and gold. They can't compare as far as I can see. Next to you, sitting next to me, there ain't no place that I'd rather be. Next to you, next to me. Change the station if the news comes on. When the signal ain't coming in too strong, we'll make our own music, honey, all night long. If the good Lord's willing, when we're old and gray, the kids are grown up and moved away, we'll be rocking there side by side with the barbecue chicken and the TV guy. Well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me. No, there ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, next to me. There ain't no place that I'd rather be next to you, sitting next to me.
When I love you. dressed up or you're dressed down. When you're talking on the phone, a million people all around. When you're all alone, when you're near or you're far, you're in my heart. No matter where you are, that's when I love you, when I need you, when I care about you. That's when I know without a doubt that I can't live without you. Every day I find another reason, every season we go through, every little thing you do, that's when I love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins, and joining us this morning is Durand, Arkansas FFA Chapter President Eddie Weinzierl. And on Wednesday, they had the second annual Agriculture Day for middle and high school students, or actually the middle school students. And Eddie joins us now. And Eddie, thanks for joining us. Wow, for the second year, another... You guys really get lucky. Another beautiful day for this.
Yeah, I mean, wind's a little chilly, but, you know, still great day out. Nice and sunny, not too much clouds, feeling good.
This year, you have a lot of, you have some different things compared to last year. One, you have grain safety, and you even have drones here. Tell us about that.
I didn't think the drone was going to be here today, actually, but the drone safe, or I guess not safety. I think he's showing off like how they spread like fungicide, or how they would. He's not actually spreading it because that'd be a safety hazard. But I didn't know the grain guy was going to be here either. That was just a spur of the moment that Mackenzie came up with.
And tell us about the reasoning why the chapter wants to do this for the middle school students.
Basically, we want younger kids to feel like excited when they get to high school, so then we have more people interested in joining FFA. Like, they see the drone flying around and be like, whoa, I didn't think stuff like that would be a part of farming. Maybe I want to go into a field like that. And our FFA chapter can hopefully like push them into that field better.
Is it also a chance for some of the high school students to maybe hopefully try to mentor some of the middle school students?
Yeah, that's also something like today, like, some people who want to be ag teachers, this is a really good experience for them because they get to spend time teaching, like, in the field, like, and working with all the kids.
I guess for yourself, do you have a little bit more appreciation for the middle school teachers after having to deal with all these kids today?
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be a teacher.
It's a lot harder than it looks, isn't it? I like how you have this set up, though. You have all these different stations. So what, each group goes to a different station for what, so many minutes?
Yeah, they spent about 8 minutes at each station, kind of sectioned it out. So sometimes each station would get a break. Because the people with animals, they need to make sure the animals are feeling good. And we're kind of doing this at lunchtime, so people still need to eat yet.
Talking with Eddie Weinzierl, he's the chapter president with the Durand, Arkansas FFA, where on Wednesday they had Agriculture Day here at the middle school for the middle school students. They had a nice big setup behind the middle school, high school. And Eddie, you obviously you're working with all of the middle school students. What? Are the kids surprised about what they're learning? Are they really enjoying what they're learning today?
oh yeah, they're having a good time. I mean, I don't think they're going to be surprised when they come to Ag Day and see like a cow and a pig and a horse. But when they see the stuff like the drone and the pedal tractor, I guess that's more just for fun, just to kind of get a little physical exercise on this nice day out. But when they see stuff like the drone, that opens their eyes to like the how broad the agriculture field is.
You've been working pigs. You always show pigs, and you're well in, you know, knowledgeable in that. So what are some of the questions the kids are asking you when they come up to the pig station?
Well, I've gotten quite a few odd questions today, but some of the things are like, what kind of pigs are they? How old are they? When do we buy them? And like how big they are when we get to Dunn County. But one of them I really liked was someone asked how long the judges like them, which I thought was just an odd thing to ask. And I was flabbergasted. I didn't know what to say to them.
Have you gotten the traditional, where's the bacon?
Yeah, someone did ask me that, and I had to point out, like, on the pig where it was.
So when you pointed that out, what was everybody's reaction? Because they probably were thinking it wasn't the pork belly, it was higher up. So what was their reaction?
I don't think they thought it was on the belly. They were just like, oh, neat, and then they just moved on.
That's awesome. And again, the FFA chapter, they spend really the whole year planning for this. They'll start planning for next year's here probably right away next week. But a great opportunity for the middle school and high school kids here at Durand, Arkansas Middle School. I'm Brian Winnikins for WRDN.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
For the month of April, O'Galley Cheese will be doing $1 off per pound of their own cheddar cheeses, onion and garlic and fine herbs, rosemary, sun-dried tomato and basil, herbs de Provence, peppercorn, and medium white cheddar will all be a part of the deal. Make sure to stock up. Good in-store and online. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss, how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, to the
the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin